Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, my friends. Thank you for joining us. The ninth day of August, 2006. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We have the individual that runs the False Flag News website joining us in the third hour, and riding shotgun with him will be Webster Tarpley. I'm glad that both these guys have recognized out there in the field of 9/11 research that tracking these government drills, which are always used as covers for self-inflicted government-sponsored terror attacks, is key to neutralizing their operations against the American people and the people of the world. So everyone listening from Africa to Asia to Europe to right here in North America and the United States on shortwave and the Internet, and to all of our AM and FM listeners and satellite listeners, I welcome you all aboard. Thank you for joining us. Paul Watson will be with us just for about 10 minutes at the bottom of this hour. He's written a great article about the just incredibly shoddy and mindless hit pieces that have been written about myself and many others in the 9/11 truth movement in the last few weeks by some of the biggest publications in this country. The most intensified volleys, most intense volleys we've ever seen. They don't even get our names right, the names of our films right. They don't even get what radio networks we're on right. They don't get really anything right. And I experienced the same thing this morning. I was on WRKO, the biggest station in Boston, for an hour. And I would say there's an official U.S. government document, Operation Northwoods, calling for carrying out the attacks. And the host would say, "You're a liar, it doesn't exist." And I would say some of the hijackers train at U.S. military bases, MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, on and on and on. He'd say, "You're a liar, it's not true." I'd say firefighters reported there were bombs in the buildings. "You're a liar, it's not true." Bush stayed for 20 minutes after he knew the first plane had been, the second plane had gone into the towers on 9/11, and normally the Secret Service would come grab you out. "You're a liar, it's not true." Our government carried out terror attacks in 53 in Iran to blame it on their government. "You're a liar, it's not true." "The Gulf of Tonkin was staged." "You're a liar, it's not true." I mean, most of the stuff I just mentioned is public record, totally documented. What's the term you use? Public domain. It is just everywhere for anyone who's even read a newspaper maybe once a week in their lives. But I run into host after host after host that calls me a pinko commie liberal when I'm the exact opposite, and tells me I just want to besmirch those that died on 9/11, and I'm making the families mad. And I go, "Oh, really?" Mr. Doyle, the head of the biggest 9/11 victims group, says it's clearly an inside job, and the majority of his members do. "Yeah, you're a liar." Reality doesn't matter to these people. And I know we talk a lot about 9/11, especially lately on this show, because it is breaking big time. We really have turned the corner. But when we get back from break, there's a lot of police state news today. This is out of the Cincinnati News Channel. Jerk line lets stadium patrons report obnoxious fans. And it says anything loud or obnoxious, you could be arrested. So now don't go to the ball game and yell and scream and get drunk and act stupid. Not that I support that, but that's really the historical, cultural place for that type of behavior, and not anymore. Lou Dobbs has got a big editorial out about Bush's incessant lying. The guy is not just a kleptomaniac stealing the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and flushing it into a shredder, but he also is a compulsive liar. U.S. sailor spied for Israel is the headline, Jerusalem Post. That guy they're holding without charges. Lieberman defiant in defeat. That's good news that he lost. I'm sure they'll just rig the election, though. He's running as an independent. There's a bunch of new news in Israel and Lebanon and a bunch of other. It's an important broadcast. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got the head honcho over at False Flag News, tracking government-sponsored terror, joining us in the third hour. And then 30 minutes into that hour, we got Webster Tarpley joining into the discussion, really an expert on government false flag terror ops and the drills that surround them, the drills that are used as cover stories. In the middle of the second hour for 30 minutes, we're joined by BBC News reporter, best-selling author, investigative journalist Greg Palast, who was down in Mexico City for the staged election they just had last month. Now the people are starting to take over toll roads, shut down the roads, taking over government buildings. They know that the election has been stolen. That's boiling over. Greg Palast has also done in-depth research on British Petroleum up in Alaska that gets all of the oil. We're not allowed to have any of it, and it is shipped 80% of it to Asia, to China and Japan, but by we don't get any of it, U.S. companies don't. That's how the world is. It's all divided up into sectors, and there's a whole history behind that, and so Palast is saying this is a setup with the pipeline, and he's got some really scary history on it about how they use the CIA to break into BP employees' homes, harass them, set them up. And I wasn't aware of all this. I was reading one of his stories today and saw this, so we appreciate him joining us on short notice, middle of the next hour, on the pipeline, shutting down 8 to 10% of our oil and jacking up prices globally to record levels now. What is it, like $78 a barrel last time I checked? All-time record highs. And we will also talk to Paul Watson coming up in 20 minutes. Now, with a brief discussion of a great article he's written about all these flimsy hit pieces being written by the controlled corporate press against the 9/11 truth movement and how ineffective it is. The globalists might as well be pouring gasoline on themselves right now. All they're doing in their attempt to discredit us is making more people put their ears up and go look at the research we put forward. So build straw men, tell lies about us, focus on your disinfo agents inside our movement that are putting out ridiculous stories that can easily be discredited. People are going to learn about all of that and find the truth, find the meat and potatoes, you're going down. People thought I was nuts years ago saying we're going to expose 9/11, we're going to bring them to justice. But having the evidence, having the faith, prosecuting the war against the enemy, this is World War III, the people of the planet against the New World Order, we're going to win. With God's help. Israel has shuffled its command and is removing its top Northern Command ground general. He's very upset about it, but says he's going to continue until his full replacement has taken place because Israelis are dying. So that's, I guess, big of him not to throw a fit being removed, and they're putting in a new hard charger. The Israeli cabinet has approved a wider offensive. Notice, oh, we're going to be there 10 days. We're going to be there 3 weeks. We're going to be there 4 weeks. Now going into week five here in a couple days. And, oh, now it'll be another month at least. And maybe we'll need to go all the way to Syria. And that's all Israel's doing is moving in with its tanks, its armored vehicles, its self-propelled guns. As the aircraft bomb grids from above, they blast grids and level entire towns and villages as they roll forward, digging out anyone that is basically there, anyone they come in contact with, is being killed. And Israel, for the first few weeks, was denying this. Now they admit that, yes, anyone left in the villages and southern areas is considered combatants, including small children. There have been big national pronouncements in the newspapers that everyone can and will be killed, including UN observers, including ambulances. And Fox News and others have totally abandoned trying to cover up the massacres, and they've just shifted into the mode of, yes, line them all up and kill them. In fact, that's Fox military analyst quote from two nights ago. I have it right here in front of me, the quotes and even the audio of it, saying we're just anyone who's there we can kill. Line them up and, quote, shoot them all, kill them all. So it doesn't matter, I guess, if 35-40% of Lebanon's Christian. Doesn't matter if before this bombardment, most even Arabs and Muslims there were anti-Hezbollah because it's seen as an outside force being manipulated out of Iran. Now they're loved almost universally, which is what Israel wants. That's the strategy. Balkanize, centralize power in radicals' hands because you don't want legitimate suit-wearing governments that are democratic that have five-star resorts flooded by Americans and Europeans and people enjoying themselves. No, you want to go in every 5 to 10 years and level the entire country and kill a bunch of people and ensure that radicals stay in power. That's why Israel founded Hamas. Founded Hamas, 1973, that's Haaretz, in Jerusalem Post, so that they would kill Jews and so the military dictatorship in Israel can maintain control and run things and do whatever they want and continue to do all the horrible things they do. Going back to the late 50s and even late 40s when the U.S. government said we don't want mainstream governments in the Middle East, we'll go kill their leaders and put in radical mullahs and extremists. Again, you have to finance the best enemies that money can buy, and it's done over and over again. So when people say, well, whose side am I on? Well, I'm not on the Israeli side, and I'm not on the Arab side. I'm on the side of humanity. And that means the women and children being bombed indiscriminately, 100 to 1, what Israel is suffering. Okay, that's enough. I've spent too long on it. The point is, Israel's cabinet approves wider offensive. Israel's security cabinet on Wednesday approved a wider ground offensive in South Lebanon that was expected to take 30 days as part of a new push to badly damaged Hezbollah, you mean the country, a cabinet minister said. The decision came as fierce fighting was reported overnight with Hezbollah militants in southern Lebanon and Arab broadcaster Al Jazeera reporting that 11 Israeli soldiers had been killed. The security cabinet authorized troops to push to the Latani River, some 18 miles from the Israeli-Lebanon border. Currently, 10,000 soldiers are fighting Hezbollah in a four-mile stretch from the frontier. Israel's having the biggest problem they've ever had invading. So now they're calling up more troops. Now it's 40,000 more. The proposed operation was expected to take 30 days. Cabinet Minister Eli Yeshia said. However, an international-backed ceasefire was expected to be imposed well before then. Yeah, don't hold your breath. I mean, Bush was out in the news yesterday saying, hold on, the headline was, Bush says, patience on ceasefire. Don't have one right now. We've got to rout out the terrorist. You're not routing any, quote, terrorist out, the Hezbollah resistance, whatever name you want to give them. The insurgency. You're not. You're energizing them, and you know it. Well, you got to, you think it runs Israel, people that make those jets and make those tanks, those scary-looking sci-fi tanks. I mean, the military runs that country. You don't have free speech over there. They don't. It's the same thing here. We're going to be just like Israel, folks. No free speech, arrested for what we say. I guess we won't have racial purity laws like Israel has, but other than that, we'll be just like Israel. And every time I mention the racial purity laws of Israel, they really have those. You get arrested if you marry, if you're not Jewish and you marry a Jewish girl or a Jewish boy. You get arrested. That's mainstream news. Over there, it's announced and they're proud of it, but you mention it, you get weird death threats and screaming calls. I mean, let's just stop being hypocritical, Israel. Stop it. Okay? And again, I've been criticized by the other side, who it's a religion to hate Israel. And see, you have that religion of hating Israel, and then you have the inverse of that. Then Israel gets the attitude that they can do whatever they want and engage in all these crimes, and it's just, it's more of the same. Okay, let me now get into the police state news, and there is a lot of it today. Imagine you go to a football game, and someone is yelling and screaming next to you. And I spent some time researching this story today when I learned of it, and if you're being too loud, or, quote, being obnoxious, there is a tattletale line advertised, and this is going to start NFL-wide. It started in Cincinnati with the Bengals. Then what you do is you call, and the security guards and the police will come, and they immediately zoom in on your quadrant. You tell them where you are and what seat. Then they zoom in with these cameras, and, of course, that's going to cause big problems when people are there cheating on their wife or doing whatever else they're doing, or Christian conservatives that are there with their boyfriends or whatever, Christian conservative men, the Bush types, are there with their boyfriends. It's going to cause a big problem, but that doesn't seem to matter. And they come and they will arrest you, or they will throw you out, or you will lose your season tickets. Not only do you get searched by the military, if it's the Super Bowl, or the police, or maybe the State Guard, it's happened in a lot of football games. Now you get to be thrown out and get in trouble, not for criminal acts, or not for throwing, you know, a bottle into the field or something. No, now they're encouraging. See, this is the tattletale society, which is why I will not go to a football game. Jerk line lets stadium patrons report obnoxious fans. Paul Brown Stadium has a new measure in place to keep fans' behavior in check. Again, the tattletale society. Anyone who spots boorish behavior during a Bengals game can call 513-381-JERK. A police officer will answer the phone, use a camera to zoom into the section, and send security guards. You'll get a lot of people fighting, people who are threatening other fans, Stadium Development Director Bob Ben Hans said. It's not just crimes that can be reported over the line. Bad behavior is investigated, too, see? And I actually went and watched some of the newscast on this morning, and it's like, is someone yelling too loud? Well, just call the police on them. We'll throw them out. You should be aware of your surroundings, and there's a family atmosphere around you, fan Kurt Kaufman said. Officers can give the unruly fans a warning, toss them out of the stadium, revoke the season tickets. That's what it's really about. It'll be about stealing tickets and reselling them. What we're trying to get rid of is somebody that just stands up there for the entire game and continues to yell curse words. And you know what? We are turning into animals more than we were in the past, and you can see this at a certain level, but the TV, the media condones, pushes this. It gets worse and worse. And then their answer is a total police state. But that's nothing. That's nothing. When we get back, the Census Bureau will be at your house yearly. You'll have to file huge reports on yourself, and they're going to get a transponder digital number for your front door. Yes, I'm not kidding. You want to be a slave? Well, you're going to get to be one. Big time. They're fitting your shackles right now.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament and a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns.
Welcome back. I'm glad you have joined us today. We're just facing the ugly truths because it's healthier and safer and better for our society if we stop living in denial and admit how corrupt it's actually gotten. How corrupt will government get? Our founding fathers told us over and over again that history doth show the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. It will only get worse. That is the nature of evil. You could have some wicked tyrant who's not that bad. And then you're going to have people under them that overthrow them, and then those that overthrow them. And it's a synthesis of evil until you end up with Beelzebub himself sitting on the world throne. Do you want to live under that? Well, if you lick boots and lay around and lie to yourselves, you will. Until there's no denying what you're facing. It'll be like North Korea, where the elite doesn't care that you're starving and that literally you're engaging in cannibalism. They'll be in their armored, compact cities, you know, eating Kobe beefsteaks, living in lavish high-rise apartments with their private helicopters and mistresses. They just don't care. All right, I'm digressing. I remember reading about this 5 years ago and mentioning it, that every car will have transponders in it taxing you. We've talked a lot about that. And they're now running TV ads from Texas to California where, oh, the little cartoon cars can't get through the toll roads, and they're coughing and saying, what's the problem? And the answer is the Texas Pass or the Easy Scan or the Cal Scan, and, oh, the chip's going to save us, and it's going to be so good. And this was all integrated in with the fact that the Census Bureau will actually be integrated in with your local health departments and are going to be the secret police, or a part and parcel of them, a large division of these legions, these burgeoning legions, or lesions, we should call them, on our freedom. And remember back in 2000 when the Census Bureau would come to your house and the stories of them grabbing women and trying to arrest them and hog-tying them and putting them in their private cars? They weren't even cops. That's what tyranny does. The little local zit-faced thugs were told that it was the law. There was no law that you had to answer on the average census form. 49 questions. There were four different census forms. One had 7, one had 49, the next had 100 and something. And I remember the guy coming to my door and saying, you've got to answer all these questions, how many gallons your toilet holds, and you've got to answer the question about how many bank accounts you've got, do you have renters, is there someone else living on your property? And I said, no, I don't, it's the Fifth Amendment. And I had this guy shout and yell at me, and he came back again about a month later. He was parked in the middle of the street blocking traffic. I pull in, he's yelling at my wife, and there's this big argument ensues, and I had to tell him, I actually got in his face, I said, go call the police then, scumbag. There is no law. Get off my property. And he finally left. And I remember then reading in federal documents that you will have, businesses will have a monthly census, and you'll have to file and answer all the questions. It's hundreds of them. It's, again, the end of the Fifth Amendment. It's a monthly interrogation. General citizens, by 2010, they're going to phase it in, they were saying, we'll have a yearly census, and they're going to have home inspections inside your house. I know, laugh at me now, when they knock on your door, because you won't read about this, some of you out there. When they knock on your door, you'll just rationalize and make excuses and let them in. Because they have to inspect to make sure there aren't really renters in there. And the Census Bureau is now going to check your water intake and your power usage to see if you're lying about how many are in the house. The SWAT teams already get your Austin Energy numbers, and depending on what city you live in, to see if you're, you know, two people live here, they're using more power than they should. Let's go SWAT team them, and then they find out that people have got 15 fish tanks. But it doesn't matter. It's freedom. It's America. Totally surveilled. So here's NPR on this, the latest thing. Census Bureau adopts GPS to find American homes. From all things considered, 2.5 years from now, in early 2009, the Census Bureau plans to send an army of 100,000 temporary workers down every street and dusty dirt road, and they'll tell them it's color of law. That's why they'll scream at you and say it's the law. It's not. Just like the vaccines, but most of you will submit. They will be armed with handheld GPS devices, it says. Robert LaMachia, head of the Census Bureau's Geography Division, says they'll capture the latitude and longitude of the front door of every house, apartment, and improvised shelter they find. They will actually knock on doors and look for hidden housing units in your backyard. It goes on, we will find converted garages from the outside. It may not look like anybody lives there. By the way, remember the article about how cities all over the country now come to your door and go knock, knock, and say, oh, we're going to take blood right now. We're with the health department. You need to go ahead and let us. And again, it's color of law. In Seattle, they're trying to claim you have to, and people are breaking down. and basically wetting themselves. And
okay.
So just get ready. Hordes of bureaucrats eating out our substance. Yes!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful black Berkey elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Coming up in one moment, we'll talk a few minutes with Paul Watson about a great article he's written for PrisonPlanet.com titled 9/11 Hit Pieces Get Just Plain Stupid, Part 1. I want to go over some of these hit pieces I have and then quasi-hit pieces I have here in front of me. Before we do that, listen, we've got several big 9/11 events coming up, really a string of them, coming up on the 26th. I guess that's about 18 days from now, 17 days from now, up in Dallas, Texas, on the 26th of August. That's a Saturday, from 7 to 2 in the morning. I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm, at about 7:30. Then I'll give a speech and take questions and comments for about an hour afterwards. Then we're going to have Jim Mars for an hour giving a speech and taking questions on a speech titled JFK to 9/11. He's the guy that wrote the Oliver Stone film and the book it's based on. He's got a new novel coming out, The Terror Conspiracy, that's released in September. By the way, it's not even offered yet. We're going to have it a few weeks early. In fact, I already have it here in my office. I just can't sell it yet. I've got 400 of them sitting on a pallet out there. It's an incredible book. Just was scanning through it last night trying to read it. It's excellent. Anyway, side issue. Point is, he'll be there. And then we're going to show about 35, 40 minutes of footage that won't be out for 6-7 months, the official film, of what we shot up at the Bilderberg Group in Ottawa, Canada, a month and a half ago. That'll be the first time a lot of that stuff's seen. And then we're going to have several great Texas groups. I know we're going to have Shanghai Five that does a great Las Vegas-style lounge act. I've seen them before at Crawford. It's excellent. And I think Kevin wants the Arab League to come. They do about a 30-minute set. And you've heard of the Arab League. We haven't asked them yet, but I think they'll go. So we're probably going to have the Arab League there. The tickets are $10.50 apiece. And that's about as low as we can go and be able to pay everybody and pay for the space and pay Jim Mars to come, you know, to pay for his expenses and pay for all the hotel rooms and the rest of it for my staff. But if you live in Dallas or surrounding areas and you want to go to a great 9/11 event, one night and one night only, and they've got snacks and drinks there, and it's a nice Art Deco classic theater. Holds about 900 people, but we're going to cut it off at 700 so everybody gets a good seat. I asked the guy that owns it. I said, how many seats? You got 900, but I said, how many are really good views and comfortable and aren't obstructed? And he said, about 750. I said, well, I'll probably have 50 guests, so we'll sell 700 tickets. And there are still a few hundred tickets left. About half the tickets are left. It was funny. We sold like half of them, or less than half, but sold quite a few of them and then just kind of stopped selling them. So, but don't wait, because every event we've had is sold out, and a lot of you will try to wait to the last minute and you won't get tickets. Go to Infowars.com to get tickets online. Just print off your ticket right there. Or you can simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And also, if you want to get Terror Storm, we've only got a few copies left of the American Scholars Symposium special DVD edition that is different than the official DVD that will be out in the next 2 weeks. I've probably got about a week of these left or less, and then they're going to be gone. So if you want to get them, each copy is signed. If you want to get the American Scholars Symposium version, even has that in the menu. Every copy signed, get them now because we're about to stop offering them. I mean, it might even be by Friday or Monday that we're going to stop. Now, if you mail us one, and we're going to keep a few back, and let's for mail orders, let's say we get mail orders next week that you mail today, we will have a few held back for mail orders. But seriously, they're almost all sold out. 1-888-253-3139. Or order via Infowars.com, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, the final edition of the film and the American Scholar Symposium version. Both versions are up there at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. All 15 of my films, the entire 9/11 Scholar Symposium, minus some of the questions and answers. I think we're going to go ahead and put those up too. Like 20 hours, 18 hours is already up there. So much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership. And we do need your support right now. We are increasing our fight. We are expanding our operations. And we are in the frontline trenches. And so every purchase of a DVD or book supports us and supports the authors and video makers that we also carry their materials. That supports them when it's another title that we haven't made, but that we sell on the video and bookstore. And being a PrisonPlanet.tv member is a great activist tool where you can burn super high-quality copies right on the disc of my TV shows, of anything that you think is important that's up there. Over 1,000 pieces of media up there. It gets better all the time. 2 years and 4 months of operation at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right. Shifting gears now to Paul Watson. Paul, I thought I'd just get you on for 5-10 minutes to run over the... Well, I mean, here's the Rocky Mountain News headline. Disturbing trend of 9/11 skeptics, no longer the nutty fringe. I mean, there are so many 9/11 hit pieces a day now, Paul, that I haven't even read all of them. I mean, literally, I haven't counted them up. It's probably 15 a day that are hit pieces, another 10 that are neutral, 3 or 4 that are positive. And that's mainstream newspapers. We're not talking about blogs and websites. Paul, things have exploded. They're really having to respond now, and I don't know if they realize it's all just going to backfire on them and make people check out our claims and find out that we're credible and all of their hit pieces are shoddy isn't even the word. It's like these are jokes written to make them look stupid, Paul.
Well, yeah, they're on the defensive. And I called the article I wrote this morning, 9/11 hit pieces get just plain stupid, part one, because I couldn't include in one article the sheer amount of stupidity betrayed by the amount of hit pieces that have come out in just the past couple of days. But I started out with my favorite, of all time, favorite 9/11 hit piece of all time, which is by the Wisconsin Sheboygan Press. And it's maturely titled, We've Had Enough of 9/11 Conspiracy Theories. And one of their most brazen and proud arguments goes like this, quote, Our opinion remains steadfast that it was a terrorist attack that brought the towers down. So as I wrote, I can't think back to my high school education and I can't remember seeing terrorist attack appearing on the periodic table. As I wrote, I don't think even if you do an extensive Google search, you'll find any results about a noun melting steel. They just pass it off. It was a terrorist attack that brought down the towers. They also
well, explain that. I mean, they're making a announcement of faith as if it is a religious dogma that they hold, and as if they believe and they are steadfast, that somehow is their proof.
That's right. It's the orthodoxy of the official story. But then it gets worse. They say, quote, the conspiracy theorists claim that the towers collapsed because of internal explosions and not as a result of the hijacked airliners plowing into them. To back this contention, they say the government deliberately reacted slowly to the reports of hijacked planes. So what they've done is slapped together two different arguments which bear no direct relation to each other whatsoever. The NORAD stand-down and the implosion of the towers, saying that the NORAD stand-down somehow caused the implosion of the towers and then attributing that argument to 9/11 skeptics. So again, they've set up a straw man argument, which no one that I've ever read in the 9/11 skeptics movement embodies that whatsoever.
Well, it's not even connected. It's not even connected to each other. Listen, I was on a talk radio show this morning on WRKO, the biggest station in Boston, covers all of New England, 50,000 watt AM, and the host, I would say, hijackers were trained at bases. I'd list the article, he'd go, you're a liar. I'd say Operation Northwoods, U.S. government plan to attack U.S. cities to blame it on enemies. He'd go, you're a liar. I'd say there was CIA insider trading. You're a liar. Building 7 firefighters reported bombs going off. Larry Silverstein said they pulled it. You're a liar. It was just, you're a liar, you're a liar. And then he'd ask a question and wouldn't even let me answer it and would scream that I couldn't and that I was stupid and that I was P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, and that's the similar tactic employed in this article, which is why I've encouraged readers to email the editorial board of this newspaper and inform them as to the fact that typing nonsense and giving it a paragraph of its own is not a satisfactory rebuttal to people saying that the government's version 9/11 is a lie. They just put nonsense in a paragraph and think that that's proof that that somehow rebuts the argument.
Well, that's the crazy thing, is that I'm reading all these articles, and they're all nonsense. I mean, take the L.A. Times article that's an attempt at hit piece, making us look like a bunch of confused people arguing with each other. And Jack Blood is on a network called PrisonPlanet.com, and then I'm just an internet radio broadcaster that works for PrisonPlanet.com. And, you know, God bless them, the Village Voice, you know, at least said my films are good, but called them Terror Storm. I mean, Terror War, called Terror Storm Terror War, and we've asked them to fix it, and they haven't. I mean, it's just like, it's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, these claims are always leveled at us, that we fudge the facts and get basic facts wrong, yet they can't even get the fundamental, you know, names, date, places that everybody should know. They can't even get them right, and those are the most balanced pieces, the Village Voice, the LA Times. The Malaysia Sun's got one out, which says, it's about David Ray Griffin's new book. It says that jihadists believe in 9/11 conspiracies, so now we're all jihadists. So by that logic, jihadists by definition would advocate and carry out terror attacks on the West.
By the way, yeah. Newt Gingrich has now come out, and he is calling everyone that disagrees with the war insurgents and insurgency, and Fox is openly calling to start arresting people. So we always knew Patriot 2 and that provision about insurgency. Folks, that's anyone that doesn't give up your property, your life, your children to a draft that's coming. I mean, this isn't a joke, folks. They're really trying to set it up. And I tell them good luck because they're not going to get away with it. They got so much chutzpah. They're so arrogant, so much hubris, so much bravado that they're going to fail, Paul. I think they really don't get it. These guys are really on power trips.
Well, yeah, but they're on the defensive, obviously. The context in which it's used in the Malaysia Sun article is that they say that jihadists believe in 9/11 conspiracies, yet, you know, jihadists by their very definition advocate and carry out terror attacks, yet they're saying at the same time they believe that Western governments are doing this. Again, it's
that's right. The jihadists did 9/11, but they believe the government did it. That's
yeah.
Right. Here's the Malaysian Sun, and it sounds like a panicked article. Presbyterian Church publishes 9/11 conspiracy theory. The Presbyterian Church USA publishing arm has released a book that says President Bush organized New York September 11th attacks, and it says the decision by the 160-year-old Westminster John Knox Press, the trade and academic publishing imprint of the Presbyterian Publishing Group, is attributed to the attacks of the World Trade Center buildings to the U.S. religious mainstream, a conspiracy theory long held by the world's jihadists. Well, it's held by a lot of people who got two brain cells.
And they also say the book concludes that Bush organized the entire attack. Again, just basically tarring everything with the same brush again. There's also a Delco Times one, which is probably the most distasteful. It says Kevin Barrett compares him to a Holocaust denier. Says that a small minority of 9/11 truth movement are likely to act out on their beliefs in a violent manner.
Well, see, that's what they're saying. They want to pass hate laws where they designate what's hateful, and so we can't talk about 9/11 because the families don't like it. And then every time I talk to the victims' families, they go, oh, of course the government did it. I've talked to multiple heads, the head of the biggest group, okay, and they believe it's an inside job. So, and of course, that's where it's going. Oh, we're really violent. Listen, I confirmed one of our listeners, his girlfriend had a PrisonPlanet.com homemade shirt. He didn't even know what it was. It was a shirt somebody had given her. He put it on because it was bigger, and the cop pulled him over, saw it, and went ahead and arrested him and brought him into the station. And I have police training books that say if you see anti-UN stickers, go ahead and arrest people.
Right. It's all geared towards identifying the subversives and linking them with questioning the government so the roundups can later begin.
Well, there's your evidence that we're in tyranny, folks. I mean, even if the government didn't carry these attacks out, which they did, that's all the evidence. I mean, it's impossible any other way. It doesn't matter. They're still engaging in classical tyranny. I mean, they're on TV saying they can torture people to death. I mean, come on.
And another one for this second part of this article that I'm going to write was James Meggs's appearance. Popular mechanic James Meggs on O'Reilly last night, the O'Reilly Factor.
Yeah, we have that audio. In fact, we're going to play that later. Go ahead.
He said that the buildings, not only was the collapse not suspicious and expected, but he said the buildings should have fell faster than they did. He was surprised that they fell faster than in one minute.
Oh, yeah, no modern steel building ever fell. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but they should have fallen faster. Okay.
And Frank DeMartini, the head of construction management, said they were designed to take multiple impacts of airliners.
Well, Paul, do a story on that with a rehash of the Building 7 stuff. Get a big Building 7 article out and throw it in Meggs, who was obviously hired by Homeland Security. The guy that ran it was Benjamin Chertoff, the nephew of Homeland Security Director, wrote the story, and I'm just sick of them.
Right, but it's this term, scientific fact. O'Reilly, that's scientific fact. Yes, this is scientific fact. Over and over again, and they don't even go into any science. In fact, Meggs has got this warped circular logic mentality argument where he says that 9/11 conspiracy theorists believe what they want because they want to believe that someone evil is in control. Now, how does that address any of the evidence? It's like the Scripps Howard article a few months back, Betsy Hart said that 9/11 skeptics believe what they do because they fear Muslims. Again, completely Twilight Zone logic, doesn't address any of the evidence.
Yeah, I mean, we have the vice president writing a document months before 9/11 saying we need a big terror attack to get the people behind a war invading Iraq. We've got official U.S. government documents like Northwood saying the government wants to carry out a terror attack. Paul, you should do a story about Meggs and the new hit piece in there and give it a simple, you know, headline like government 9/11 cover-up goes into high gear, and just run through maybe afterwards 10 of the big smoking guns and say, why don't you bastards, you people on government payroll, why don't you respond? And they are. Popular Mechanics now, I looked at back issues before they bought them out 2 years ago. Megs is now in there. It's like half Army and Air Force recruiting ads. I mean, the whole thing now is publicly bankrolled by the government. And they have just jumped off a cliff into building straw men and attacking everyone. Again, they attributed in Popular Mechanics, maybe do a recap of that, articles I didn't write that weren't from our website that we simply linked to and then would call me up and I would tell them that and they didn't care. And it was so bad, I thought it was a fake interview. Chertoff sounded like such a bumbling moron that I actually called the paper and talked to Megs and was saying, is this real? Oh, sir, yes, sir. And I said, is this a hit piece? Oh, I promise you it's not. I'm number one, they're a bunch of liars. All right, Paul Watson, you keep it up. We'll look for those articles out there. I don't know what's wrong with the government, though. If they just ignored us, they might have a chance. They are fools for engaging us because we have the facts. We're saying the world is round. They're saying it's flat. We're going to win. Paul, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. We'll look for your more reports at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight on your AM and FM dial out there and the shortwave, Again, 11 to 2 Central, 9 to midnight Central. But you can listen on the Internet 24 hours a day. The live show, 11 to 2, and then it is relooped over and over and over again. And we've got podcasting of limited, some of our best interviews a few times a week. You can go subscribe to that, too, at Infowars.com. But to stay competitive with the mainstream propaganda radio, we are starting every day, just once, where the show is available as a podcast. As soon as the show ends each day, it will serve out the broadcast to you via a three-hour podcast. It's up there right now, but it's doing something where it just gives you the first hour. So we're gonna get that up and fixed for you soon. We just started a few days ago, so you'll be able to do that. Getting back to what I was talking about 25 minutes ago, NPR, Census Bureau, adopts GPS to find Americans' homes. And they'll be teaming up with the health department to come out and demand medical examinations of you and your family. That's part of the a larger program. They admit in this article that they'll be going on your property searching for illegal residences, it says garage apartments, and reporting that to the tax authorities, of course. And it goes on and on. But then they try to spin it and say, but the Census Bureau can't by law share that list with anyone, even local governments, which is a total lie. People would not tell us about hidden housing units, they said. People would not respond to the questionnaire if they believed that the information would be turned over to law enforcement or code enforcement and become public information. Mapping might save lives, they go on and say, and then admit that it will be given to the local police department. So, total deception here. Let me explain to you again. If the police catch you with 20 kilos of cocaine, they cannot compel you to incriminate yourself. It is called the Fifth Amendment. You do not have to flap your lips. A judge cannot put you in jail for contempt of court for not answering their questions. Though I read the minutes of court cases all the time where the judge screams at someone to answer the question and threatens to arrest them if they don't. That judge is a criminal. But again, the whole government's criminal. I've got hundreds of cases the last year or two where judges say there's no constitution, the constitution is not in my court, you cannot argue the law in my court. I mean, it's just gone criminal, folks. Which, again, is the norm in history. This is normal. Freedom is a rare, precious thing. And it's going down the, you know what, right now. It just makes me so angry. And you read this article and it says, census workers will add each dwelling, legal or not, to the Census Bureau's master address file and create GPS numbers for it. And they will demand to know how many people live there, how much water your toilet holds, how many bank accounts you have. Do you own firearms? That's on some of the questionnaires. And they will threaten to arrest you if you don't. There's only been one conviction in, what, the 1969, 1970 census. I think it was some Kentucky case where, of course, it was Kentucky, real police state there. Great folks there, but it is a police state, where someone supposedly lied on a census and the foolish jury didn't understand the Fifth Amendment, so convicted them. They have one conviction for census, and a federal judge in Houston during the last census debacle said you don't have to answer all those questions. Some higher-up judge said you did. Folks, it is not true. I don't care what they say, you don't have to answer bureaucrats' questions. So when they bang on your door and threaten and do everything, call the police on them. And just say, there is some strange man beating on my door. And cops have gotten so used to any bureaucrat without a warrant, nothing, going, arrest this man, take them to jail, let me in. When the cop gets there, just go, okay, this is a census worker with no enforcement saying, I got to fill this out, take him off my property. Then I guess you're in the danger of the cop going, no, that's government, that's God, I'm arresting you. Just like a mindless monkey. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour, masses of news and your phone calls.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.